中文如今在世界各国都成为人们争相学习的外语。据法国新闻社报道，在葡萄牙的一个工业小镇，汉语普通话成为了8到9岁孩子们的必修课。AFP reports, 500 years after the Portuguese became the first Europeans to establish sea trade with China, a town in northern Portugal is counting on its youth to secure a new foothold in the Asian giant. The small industrial town of São João de Madeira, Portugal's shoe capital, which specializes in luxury models, has now made Mandarin compulsory for its 8 to 9 year old kids.The aim is to give the youth the competitive tool to help sell its footwear to China. And the government, battling to put 6 years of debilitating crisis behind, is watching the town's experiment closely to see if it can be replicated throughout the country. Here is Dilma Nantes, São João de Madeira City Councillor on Education.
São João de Madeira is an industrial city with a strong export market, and so we realized learning Mandarin would bring added value to our population. China is the biggest market in the world. It's the country that dominates international trade. So having the key that gives us the opportunity to open this world is a very important issue for our people.
Well, China may be known as the factory of the world, and it is indeed the biggest producer of footwear, making 10 billion pairs of shoes a year. But Portuguese shoemakers are starting to step into the huge Asian market.
True. Affluent Chinese with a taste for luxury are increasingly fond of handmade Portuguese footwear, which are the world's second largest expensive after Italian shoes.
Yeah, Portugal's battling to encourage growth with a prolonged contraction on its hands that has seen unemployment soar past 17%. And the shoe industry is key to keeping the country export its way out of the slump.
Let's see the figures. Exports of footwear by Portuguese brands to China actually soared from 10,000 pairs in 2011.To 170,000 pairs in 2013, reaching sales of 5.4 million euros. So that's a 17-fold increase.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think this is crazy. Because if you imagine all those school kids in this town, which is a shoemaking town.
Yes.
Most of those work, if they do go and work in the shoe industry, most of them will be perhaps working in the factory.
Apprentices.
Well, they'll be working in the factory making the shoes,
won't they? They'll be making shoes. Not all of them will become salesmen.
How many of them are going to come to China? Maybe a handful of them as salespeople.
Yes.
With a company, a shoe company. So if that's their only reason for teaching the children to learn Chinese, I think it's pretty crazy. But however, you know, surely they would be better off learning Spanish, which is the country that's right next door to them, or English, which is the country that is spoken throughout the European Union, which is where they're also going to be spending most of their lives. So I'm not criticizing people that learn Chinese, but if this is their main reasoning behind it, because they have a shoe industry that wants to export shoes to China, therefore all kids in the town need to learn Chinese.
It doesn't seem to make sense. It is a significant increase in the sales, in the exports to China.
Yeah.
A 17-fold increase, that's a figure that you can't simply ignore or dismiss easily.
You can't, but what will happen is that some business people will go over from China, they'll spot an opportunity, they'll find out that people in Beijing or other Chinese cities want to buy Portuguese shoes. They'll go over to the factory and they'll do a deal with one or two people who speak Mandarin Chinese in that factory. And so why does everyone else that worked in the factory and the town need to learn Chinese? It doesn't seem to make sense. Most of them, let's face it, most of them who will be perhaps, most of them won't ever need to learn Chinese because...the only opportunity they'll probably have is if they come here for a holiday, for example,
yes.
Most of them, which if you look at the cost of air transportation, I mean, it's very expensive now to fly from Europe to China and back. If they're in a kind of ordinary sort of job and existence there in Portugal, they're not going to be able to afford to come to China for a prolonged period of time, maybe to come and have a look. And there might be a few who...like myself, have come to China to work. But not the majority of people in Portugal, they won't.
Well, let me guess, maybe shoes are not the only thing they're trying to export. Maybe talents who speak Mandarins are also part of the export project.
Yeah.
For example, they could totally send out these kids who have already mastered the Mandarin language and have them work elsewhere in Europe. We know that a lot of Chinese people, when they go overseas, they look for shoes because these shoes are less expensive in overseas market than they are in Chinese market. So maybe by exporting these talents, those local people can make a living.
I'm not convinced, though, that there's a need for large numbers of people to learn Mandarin Chinese if they live in Europe. And I'm still convinced that they'd be better off, for example, learning the language of their neighbouring country, in this case is Spain. That's the one that's next to Portugal. Because that is where the majority of the people, you know, most of them will stay and work in Europe, won't they? So they need to learn Spanish and English, I would have thought. However, the idea of learning Chinese is a good one. I'm just questioning how useful it will be for the majority of the children that learn it. But they'll probably do some cultural studies to go with the language learning, which is good. They'll find out and learn more about China as well.